Okay. All right, we got a lot to do, Mr. Schiff. Okay, let's begin. Okay, we have a very important stira that I want to get to today. Okay, we posed a question yesterday, but we learned yesterday in the Gemara that Mar Rav Ashi Paskin the Tamri, which is the honey of a date, you say Hashakol Nebivoro, because of this svar called Zeyab Alma. And the Gemara says, Marbarashi, of course, is an Amora, which Tani Yehola calls it Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua says that if a person takes Truma from a date, and the Tzar, non-Kohen, takes it and engages in Dvash Tamarim and eats it, so Rav Lozer says, Rav Yeshua says, Rav Yeshua. So Marbarashi calls it Rav Yeshua. And that's the svar of Zeyab Alma. So let's write on the board that Ney Peiris is a Shehakol Nedivoro for a Svara, and we'll have to get back to, hopefully we'll have time today. If not, we'll have to do it on Sunday. I hope we'll have. Ney Peiris is a Shehakol because of a Svara of Zeyab Alma. That's our Gemara. That's on Daf Lamed Chesed and Alfa Brachas. On the next Daf, on Lamed Testament Alfa, which I gave you, the Gemara says very clearly, let's see inside. I want to know him to read today. He's not here though. So, Jacob, go ahead. Read the Gemara very quickly. Lama Tesemet Aleph. Okay, those three lines. Go ahead. Papa? Yes. Amar Rav Papa. It's interesting. Where else does Rav Papa say Pshitali? In Shabbos, on Kaf Gimel and Beis. You only have enough money for what? For candles. Candles for Shabbos. I don't remember the Shai. It says, Pshitali, presumi Adif. It's either against Shabbos. I think he says, Shabbos candles beats out Hanukkah candles because of Shalom Bayis. I never forget of Lichtenstein's Atzal. He came to Shalabim once, gave a shirt, Klal and Hanukkah. Amar Rava, Pshitali. He said it like that, Lashon. Amar Rava, Pshitali.
Is that like the only time
he says it in Brachas right here, too.
Two times.
I don't know. I'm sure it's more. But that's the Lashon. Remind you. Go ahead. Water of a beet is like a beet, meaning beet juice or beet soup. Go ahead.
Maya de lifto.
Right. Juice of a turnip is like turnip. I shouldn't say juice, I said soup, because you're cooking it. Go ahead.
Maya de kulushati.
Excellent. The soup of vegetables, cooked vegetables, like cooked vegetables. So what bracha do you say in Shlakos? Bari Pri Adama. It's right on the board, okay? And for anyone to think that I'm just posing this question, no. In 2023, whatever today's day, November 30th, last day in November, this question was asked many, many years ago, 800 years ago, by Tysus, what the difference is. Now, let's take this schlockhaus, you know, it's cooked vegetables. You've got to get it down. Cooked vegetables are cooked soups. The bracha is bore, pre, hadam. Okay? Go ahead, Jake. You're doing a great job. Let's see Tysus. Go ahead. Go ahead. Even though it's only water and there's also time yirakos in it, you say brei pri adama. Yes? Avagav the what? Where's Lel? Exactly, our daf. Go ahead. Avagav the Amrin Lel. Go ahead. Oh. So Tosis asked this kasha 800 years ago, and Tosis says, Yesh l'chalek. So what is it coming upon us today to do in Shir? Find this difference. Okay? And I was wondering to myself, either to Tosfos, there's so numerous distinctions, or you could say Tosfos are so poshut, but we're going to have to try to go through differences and maybe try to see what Tosfos is driving at, but we're going to come up and lean out with seven differences between the two. Tosfos just says, Yesh l'chalek. I don't know why he doesn't give reasons. Maybe because they're so numerous. Or maybe because the chiluk that he thought it was so posh, he didn't even need to say it. He wanted us, Ladari Doris, to try to figure it out. Maybe. Yes, Akiva.
Why don't you say Yishlachalik at all?
Because it's bothered by Akasha. We're talking about juice that comes from pears. You say Ashahak on that. It drops all the Ashahak on Adama. We're talking about juice from vegetables, it's right? Why does it drop only to Adama? That's the Kasha. Okay. He wants to know what the difference is. He doesn't say what the difference is. Says Yesh L'chalek. So let's get right to it, okay? Let's get right to it. Here we go. What'd you say, Sam? Tosner maskamai de silka. Right? You saw it. Yeah? Usher, you got this? Yesh lechalik. An lamites. Yes? An lamites. Yesh lechalik. Okay? So what's the verb? Are you with me now? Cheska, you got me? Okay. So the first bar makam I gave you was the Rashba. The Rashba there quotes arrived. Let's get it. Okay? The Rashba quotes arrived. The Rashba is Dirmaskot Vash, who says the following. Reason why we say Zeya Ba'alma and Arsugya, because the dates, the honey, flows out by itself. But when you exert Lamaisa, a lot of pressure, and you would smash the Tamarim, then the Brachataka would be what? Bari Priyaitz. And therefore, he says, if you would smash in Mashkim and Kamadi, you'd say Bari Priyaitz because it's considered to be the Pri. What flows out by itself is called what? What flows out by itself is called Zeya Ba'alma. Therefore, meishlakos, which what? Do not flow out by themselves. How do they come out? Through cooking process. They are not zeya, and therefore they retain the bracha of Bari Pri Adama. So, let's get it. Number one is the writing. Rashba, I'm just going to write writing. Get right down where it's quoted. Writing says, Zav me'elav. What is the din? Shahako, that's our sugya. But if it would be smashed, if it would be katisha or what? Or bishul, it would not be shahako. Namely, in the katisha case, it would be ha'etz, by dates. And in the shlokos case, it happens to be what? Adama. Okay? But the bottom line is if you exert any pressure on it, if you exert any pressure on it, You're really working at it and doing something to it, and therefore you're kind of like bringing the pre out. But if it flows out by itself, now we're going to see there are shittas that say pum fakir. They use the svar fakir. But you're right. But let's go one at a time. If it flows out by itself, it's kind of like oozing out. So it's not really part of the pre. There was a shackle. But if you do some action of smashing or cooking. Depending on what it'll be, if today it'll be a eights, if it'll be a tomato, it'll be a doma. Okay? He's machalic, no. He's machalic between, please get it, between something that flows out by itself, as opposed to what? As opposed to, you might say, doing an action. Flowing out by itself is a shahako. Doing an action, whether it's smashing or cooking, will what? Puts an oomph into it and it says what? This is like part of the fruit. No, so even the stuff that comes out.
On the board,
the reason Katish is smashing because you smash a date. So I'm referring to the date. That's why it's eggs. I write it down. Whereas you do bishul, usually by a vegetable, tomato.
Yeah.
Okay? So that would be the same din. Alach lamais. Now, I don't know, you're bringing up a good nekuda, Kiva. If you cook the date, what would be the din? I don't know. I would imagine it would be IH. I would agree with you. Imagine, maybe because it's got to be still pure, but I would agree with you. Push up shot. That is the chiluk of who? The Rivet. You got that? Okay. That is the chiluk of the Rivet, Halach Lamais. He makes such a chiluk, Lamais, and it comes out that that's considered to be what? That's considered to be the Svar. Okay? That's considered to be the Svar. All right, we'll see that, Lamaisa, this Svara could be said, what, Pum Fakert, okay? This Svara could be said, really, Pum Fakert, Lamaisa, but this is what he says, Beferish. Okay? Prima Gardam, I think, asked this Kasha, Lamaisa, but okay. Let's go weiter. That's the Shita of who? That's the Shita of the Rivet. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba gives a different theory. And the Rashba writes, he believes, and he has kashas on that, gives different kashas, which we'll get to later about whether it's a svar or a pasuk. But the Rashba writes, the difference is whether it's dark or not darko. If it's darko, bebishul or beschita, we say a bracha bein al abishul, bein al what? Bein al amayim shenishchitu. You say the halacha is what? You would say a brei peretz or a brei pri adama. But something that is not the derech to cook or to squeeze, you veer off from the what? You veer off from the actual derech. What's the bracha? Shahakal. So plug it in. In our sugya, dates are not what? Dates are eaten as a date. It's not the derech to what? It's not the derech to go ahead and what? Go ahead and what? Tuv shudit tamri. The ein derech achilus tamarim is to eat them through schita. When's the last time you saw a guy squeeze a date? You think he's a meshugana? Lamaisa. Therefore, aduf shudit tamri, what do you say? Shakal. But at shlokos, people eat soup, pea soup, tomato soup, all the soups in the world, potato soup, right? Everyone loves soup, especially in the winter, right? So according to the Rashbah, I'm just going to write derech, one word. You write it in your notes. When it's what? When it's not the derech, you say shahakol. When it is the derech, what do you say?
Aetz.
Excellent. Well said. For the dates, you say aetz. For the shlokas, you say adama. Very clear. That's the sheet of the Rashbah without batting an eyelash. Now the Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, I think, saying the same thing. So you can get that down, Dibur Maskil Umaya. On Lamed Tes. He says that maybe it's Yishtana Leluya. Duv Shadet Tamre is Yishtana Legriusa. I think it's the same thing. It's really the same thing. It's like the Chiluk of the Rashbah. Yishtana Legriusa means not the Derech, no? Yishtana Leluya means it's the Derech. So I want you to write down Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina. In our eyes, we're going to say it's the same thing. That's what Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says as well. Okay? Clear? Yes, Sam. Go ahead.
According to the Rashbah, well, first of all, according to the Rashbah, is date honey not derech? Do we not eat date honey?
It's not the derech to squeeze out the dates, the honey from the dates.
People eat date honey all the time.
Okay, they might eat it in the store when you're selling these things, but you have a date in front of you, unless you have a business and know how to do it, no one does it. If you squeeze out a date,
you
it's
buy
not
it
normal.
The store with it.
I understand that. I understand. That's already, it's there. But when you take a date and you squeeze it out, Lamaisa, that's not considered to be the derech.
Lamaisa. Squeeze it out. I'm saying eating money.
Do shit the timer. That is the notion here. You're saying that it's sold in the store sometimes?
Why
yeah, first of all, bee honey for. You see date honey a lot in the stores?
Yeah.
You see it? I didn't know. I didn't even know it's in the store. I can't hear you.
He said yes, that was the first date, the dvash. No, so why would the pasuk refer to that? That if it's not even derech to eat it.
Okay, I don't. Maybe it wasn't one time. Maybe it is now, even according to some people. But what I'm telling you is that the Gemara's koveya, the ikur what, the ikur part of the date is the date. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. You're asking good. Yes, been a good kasha, but the bottom line is the Gemara saying you're wrong. Okay. That is the chiddush of Zeibah. And therefore it's not the derech, okay? Yeah. We're gonna get back to this. I'm gonna mention it now. But we're gonna get back to Blinar. We gotta get to today. A lot of oranges, orchards in America are juice oranges. So based on that, you should say I ate some orange juice.
That's the one that matters.
Yes, sure it does. Derech. Okay, so according to the Rav, we're going to get back to this. On orange juice, from oranges that are planted to be squeezed, for the juice, do you say eggs? Okay, we'll get back to it. That's what the Rosh is. I'm just planting the seed now. Yes, Sam, go ahead, real quick.
Didn't we have this like before with, Lamed Vav, I think, about how like if it was planted for that purpose?
Yeah, not that dieta.
Not that dieta.
Yes, excellent. We had that with Kura, I think, no?
Right.
Then we had it with Kura. Excellent. Then we had it later on with Slav. We had it in Kura and Slav. That's correct. Similar thing. That's the chiluk that he's using. Okay? That's the Yesh L'chalik that we're saying here. And we're saying that the Shita is what is considered to be the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Okay. Everyone got that? That's the chiddush that we want to bring out. Number three. The Rosh in Siman Yud Ches. I gave that to you inside. Okay? Now, Noam was arguing with the Seder about this John the Rush, but it's clear that this is what the Rush means. What does the Rush mean? Someone got to see it? What do you guys say?
It's because of the cooking.
He says the Efshar. No. He says the Efsh, not a side point. The Efshar Shim Bishal Apri Niklas Atam Vapri Mamayim. The Iker is the what? The Iker is the Bishal. Read the Lashon. Read the Lashon, Asher! Read that Lashon.
Okay.
What did you say? Read your Ches in the Rosh. Amai de Silka. Mavarchin alayu. No, Shembo Ki'im.
Amarak. Pureed tomato soup. Go ahead. V'tam. Mevarach alein kamosh mevarach alein rakos atzman. Lo dami. Exactly. Because he didn't cook it. Read the next word. Read the next word. V'efsher. No. Read. V'efsher.
And it is possible. She in vishal apri that if you cook the fruit. And then the water enters.
Excellent. You see, the ichor is the bishop. You see, the ichor is. That is the ichor. That is the ichor. All things all that are interpreted like this. Bishop. Let's get it. Tamri is what? Tamri is what? Our sugar, was her cooking?
No.
No. Chakal. In the sugar shlokas, was her cooking? When you cook, there's a tremendous thing. The taste of it goes right into it. Therefore, you say, Adam, the rush is bishul. Please get it. That is the chiddush of the rush. And the rush says, if you cook oranges and you get juice out of that through a cooking process, what bracha will it be? Hayetz. Excellent. It'll be hayetz. That's the chiddush, okay? I will agree with you on one nakuda. Not your nakuda, but a different nakuda. Okay? He does say the word Efshar. What does Efshar mean?
It's not entirely certain.
So the Beis Yosef, get this down in your notes. The Beis Yosef writes in Oresh Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, that he says the rush is mistopic. But the Bach and the Taz don't interpret it that way. They interpret it literally, and they say it means he means business, and he means what he means. He doesn't mean just Efshar. Okay? So that's an interesting what? Interesting way to put it, halacha l'maisa. Okay? What'd you say? Yeah, because he says the word efsher. Maybe he's hedging a little bit. Is that the distinction or not? He's hedging a little bit. Is that the distinction? But that's the chiddush l'maisa that we want to what? We want to bring out on that din. Okay? What'd you say? The Bach and the Taz. The Taz, his father-in-law, is the Bach. The Bach, they feel strongly that's what he means, halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what he means, halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's an interesting chiddush, but that's what I want you to what? That's what I want you to get down, l'maisa, this svara. Okay? I want you to get down this svara, and that's the chiddush, l'maisa. Okay? I'm trying to find that prima gadim. I'll have to try to find, okay, on Sunday, but the prima gadim tries to say that svara is a little bit difficult. Taz asked on the bench. Here it is, the prima godim. Okay, all right, Baruch Hashem, we found it. Okay, we'll get back to it, Blinetter. So we got the sheet of who? The sheet of who? The Rosh. Excellent. Yes, Akiva.
How are you saying soup? Because
soup is cooked.
But sometimes, it's like a broth or it's like a vegetable.
Doesn't make a difference.
No?
We're not machalic al pi din. Even if you puree it.
No,
yes.
So I'm saying, you make broth by just putting vegetables in water.
Right.
And you can take the vegetables.
That will be soup. That will be adam. Correct. Soups we say adam. Okay, yes, Sam.
Wait, so the rush is saying that the difference is because when it's cooked, it's the flavor comes out of it. Whereas
yes.
It's not cooked,
the when you cook, the flavor comes out of it big time.
You mean by juice, there's no flavor? He says.
Juice, there's no flavor because it wasn't cooked. But if you cook the orange, you would say AIDS.
Didn't you say by Tosos said that that's not a reason?
Tosos said Yeshul Chalik. Tosos didn't say any reason.
No, Tosos before on Manchet said that the reason. We don't say mazonos and barley on beer is because there's no taste. It's just
because it's just tom.
Right.
Just tom. Okay.
So
it's just tom, Lamaisa. So you're asking that you're saying you mean when Tosa said over there, what was Tosa bothered by? You should say mazonos or what? Or adomo. Right? He says you say shahako. He says mazonos or adomo.
He says the reason is because
right? It's only tom. Right.
Different kind of hop.
First, one sec. When you make beer, you don't cook the hops. You just soak them there. You're not cooking them. That's why it's only Tom.
The rush is saying that the reason you say AIDS on
the soup
you,
is because you cook
it.
You don't say AIDS on the. You say there's Tom because you cooked it.
Right.
So here, you didn't cook the beer. You only soaked it. That's why it's a shackle.
Sam, you're using the word Tom in two ways here.
I don't.
So here is saying it's only used for the
I don't understand.
I'm not sure you're bothered by it. The only way that you can say that the juice has the same thing as the original source is through the purpose of cooking. In the beer, you're not cooking. That's why it's shahakol.
I thought the Rosh was saying, like, another step. Not only...
No. The Rosh is saying one... These are seven distinctions. Seven distinctions between meperes and shlokos. That's all he's saying. One step. I wrote one word, cooking. You want me to elaborate on that? What is the answer? What is the answer for Bishop? You got to know this. What is the answer? Say the answer. What is the answer? Shlokos is what? No, it's not. It's a brick pri adoma. Because it's vegetables, right? Because why?
Because it's cooked.
Excellent. But what? In our sugya, was it cooked?
No.
No. Was the beer cooked?
No.
No, that's why it's a shakal. It's only tam.
Right. Okay.
And the only way you can get tam that is tasting like the pri is through what?
Bishul.
Excellent. Okay. You got it?
Okay, but what if
I had there's a, I want to say something, but I don't want
no, say it. Say it. What are you bothered about? It's not two steps.
I thought the Rosh is saying that the reason you say adama because it's cooked is because the cooking brings out the taste of it. I mean that's the final.
You're right, but that's the taste, the real taste. I hear what you're bothered. I know what you're bothered by. I know what you're bothered. When Tosa said Tom, he meant weak Tom. When he says Tom through Bishul, he means the real deal. There's two meanings of Tom. That's what messed you up. The Tom, the rush is the real Tom. Tosa's saying it's a weak Tom. It's not the real one. It's not real hops. That's what he's saying.
That's a major distinction.
That is a major distinction.
That's what
they mean. That's what they mean. That's what they mean. You got that? It's a good horror, what you're saying. It's a good horror. When Tosa said Tom, he meant to say it's Tom. It's not the real thing. When he says Tom there, it's through Bishul, that's the real deal. Okay? Now I understand what is bothering you. Okay. That's Hushita. That's the Rush. Okay, let's continue now. We got this? Number four. What's number four distinction? What do you say? The Mordechai. Did you guys see it inside? It's a short piece. Thank you, Yecheskel. You got me? Where is it in the Mordechai? Rem is what? Kuf Chav Hei. Says the Mordechai. I want you to get this. Shlokos, pea soup, tomato soup, is used many times to dip with bread. The Tabel Pas. You know how people dip bread in soup. Therefore, it's considered to be an ochal. Therefore, it's like the Gemara in Shabbos. I want you to get this klal. You heard of this klal in Shabbos? Kuf mem dalem is mashka bal ochal kochal dami. You ever heard of that? I'm going to write it on the board. There's a principle called mashka habal ochal kochal dami. What does that mean? Kavriyo, good to see you. Okay, we're going through the seven distinctions between May Paris and May Shlokos. Now, what is mashka bal ochal kochal dami mean? Yes. Mashke Haba Ba'ofa. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but you probably are.
No.
When you, let's say, want to eat fish or eat a salad, you have a lemon. You squeeze juice out of the lemon. You squeeze juice out of the lemon. And the lemon goes right, lemon juice goes what into what? Food. Is that called borer? No. Why is it not called borer? Because if you want, you got this, Gabriel? Let's get this down. If you squeeze into an empty cup, that's borer minatorer. You're taking the juice out of the lemon.
Dosh.
Okay, whatever. Dosh or borer. You're right. More dosh. Excellent. You're more correct. That's correct. Better dosh than borer. Whatever it is, when I squeeze it into food, it's called maska habal ochel ke ochel dummy. It's like it was food to food. It never had a life on its own as a mashka. So you didn't want to do any dosh. It's a very ingenious chiddush. Let's say you squeeze lemon onto what? Fish. Mashka, kiva, get it down. Mashka balocha ki ochel dami. Therefore, it's mutter. It's a very interesting thing. What daf? Kuf mem dalan beis mesecha Shabbos. Kuf mem dalan beis. The Gemara says, beferish, that it's considered to be okay. It's not dosh. Excellent, Sam. And therefore, we assume that what? When you go ahead with meshlokos, what are you doing? The meshlokos are used as what? the pea soup or the potato soup or the tomato soup, whatever you want to say, what kind of soup is, vegetable soup, we're talking about it's made l'tavo ben zabas. It's considered to be ochel. And therefore what? I view it as what? I view it as considered to be what? Eating bread with tomatoes? Eating bread with tomato juice? Tomato soup is like the what? Tomato itself. Because the shlokos of yirokos are omed l'tavo ben zapas. They're like a food. They're kind of like subsumed under bread. And therefore they retain what? Not that you won't say a brach on them, but I eat them along with bread. And because in the situation where I don't have necessarily bread, it will retain its brach of the pre itself. But dusha de tamri, what a dusha de tamri? What about dusha de tamri or berry juice or apple cider? What's that? What's that din? Om de machar schitasim l'shtia. What are they used for? Are they an ochel or are they a shtia? They're a shtia. Therefore, the bracha is shakal. So basically, what I'm going to say is according to Mordechai, it's an ochel. Ochel versus mashke. Ochel is what? Meish lakos, Akiva. And what is the mashke? The mashke is what? Is dusha de tamri, is the dvash. That is the distinction that he wants to say. Yes. The difference between mei peiros is a drink, and shlokos is a what? Is a food. Where do you see that it's a food? Because the nature of what? The nature of vegetable soup is that it's like a pas. You eat it to dip in with bread. We view it as a food. It's like yutovel pas in it. You don't view it as a drink. You view it as soup. Like people don't drink soup. Soup is considered like a food. It's on the menu. And how does he show that? He shows that when you squeeze the lemon, the juice out of the lemon, it goes into the fish. Do you call that lemon juice? Halachically, we don't. You're not over dash. Because it never had a life on its own as a mashke. It was in a lemon, and now it's in a fish. Or it's on a salad. You follow me? So therefore, we label this ochel. Our perspective towards this is that it's an ochel. We view the soup as an ochel. You got what I'm saying, Gabriel? Therefore, you say an adam. Yes, Akiva.
How immediate does that have to be?
How what?
Immediate.
Immediate. It's got to go right in the salad or the fish. If it goes in a cup first, you're chayiv. It's a good kasha. It's got to go right in. But he's trying to build up the fact that it's called an ochel. That's what he's saying. Because you eat these shlokos. May shlokos yirokos omed l'tavo ben pas. You view it as a food. When's the last time you saw a guy? Okay, whatever. When's the last time you saw a guy? When's the last time you see a guy dip bread into a Coke, or a Sprite? It's like a sugar in a little bit. No, what I was going to say to you guys, you see people dip donuts in the coffee all the time. That's different, though. That's different. You know, that's different. I don't know how many. Okay, whatever it is, you understand what I'm saying. You follow me? The chiluk of the Mordechai is ochel as opposed to shtiyah. Is that chiluk clear? And I think it's a very good, nice comparison that he quotes Ochel Shabbos to show that. Because the lemon juice does not have a life of being a juice. I don't view soup as a food, as a drink. I don't. I don't view it as a drink. Okay, you're right, Jacob. People drink it all the time. But even when they're drinking it, they don't drink it in one gulp. If it's hot, they'll burn yourself. Right? No one does that. Guys who are thirsty have to do laps. You drink a whole cup of Coke or Sprite in one shot, of course. But you don't do it with water, you do that. You don't do that with soup. You'll burn yourself. You soup is a food.
You don't do that with honey.
What'd you say?
You don't do that with honey.
But honey we're viewing as a liquid. That's what I'm saying. We view it as a liquid.
It's honey.
We view it as a drink, Lamice. We view it as liquidy. It's a good point what Sam you're saying, but the bottom line is all we're viewing it as a drink, as a shtia. Because it's viewed as a shtia. People put it in tea and things of that sort. Okay.
Exactly.
I couldn't hear you. What? It stagnates? What'd you say?
No.
But I'm saying you put it in your drinks. I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
No.
Tell me what you're saying. That it what? That it's in the tea?
No, I'm just confused because like, no one drinks honey and we were saying like,
I understand, but you know, from the perspective, have you ever heard of the English word? Have you ever heard of the English word viscosity?
Yes.
Viscosity is thickness. Would you view more dvash as a liquid or a solid? If I would ask you,
honey.
Yes, dvash, honey.
Between, it's
I'm giving you, Sam, I'm giving you two choices, A or B. What is the answer? Okay, so that's what I think you have to say. That's what Mordechai is saying. Okay? All right?
Honey is initially a block. When the bees make the honey, they make it into bricks.
Yeah. You hear what Yechezkel's asking? When honey is made in a bee, the beehive, it's made in a, it's more thick. But this is talking about from a date. Okay? So if date honey were more viewed as a liquid. Okay, let's continue now. Everyone's saying good. Governor, you got the first chilukim? We'll have to go when we go over it. Okay, number five. Let's go. What's number five? The ra'ah. The ra'ah dirmask of akosov and mi'iri in the second shot. And also it's a shitim gubetzis too as well. Okay, please get it. The ra'ah dirmask of akosov, mi'iri, in the second shot, and the Shidim Gubetz Dirmasko Pshitim. This is a Daf Lamed Tes. Okay? Says, these Rishonim, the Ra'ah, Miri, and the Shidim Gubetz, is Miri in the second shot, and the Shidim Gubetz, they say like this. Very interesting. They say, when you are drinking Mesh Lakos on their own, or eating it, we should say, the halacha is, the tomato soup, if you are not eating it with a tomato inside of the soup, or peas that are inside of the pea soup, or potatoes, then the bracha shakel. The only time Mesh Lakos is adama is when the pre-yerek itself is inside. Yes, well said. You could call that the pulp. Yes. Yes, the only time you say Mesh Lakos is a bracha adama is when you eat the vegetable, the pulp of it, with the soup inside. The pulp must be in there. If you would divide out the soup from it, then it would drop to a shahakal. Yes, that is correct. Well said. Well said, Akiva. One sec, Yechezkel, but I'll plug it in. So what are you going to say the case in the Gemara is by Shlakos? You're eating the pulp with it. But by Dufshu, the Tamara, and May Peris, what's the din? What's the din? Why? Because you're eating it on its own, just the juice. So let's write that on the board. Number five is from who? Let's write it over here. Rabbi Niona. Yes. Ra'ah. Miri in the second shot. Ra'ah Umiri. Bibshat Sheni. And Shitim Kubetzis. All say what? What do they say? Yachad Im Ayerek. That is what Adoma. But if you take the broth out, like Akiva said, it'll be a shahakol. And Dupsha the Tamari is obviously without the date. Okay? Yes, Yechezkel, I'm sorry.
What about orange juice and pulp?
So based on what he's saying here,
it would be the
you would say AIDS. Correct. Well said.
Yeah.
You would say AIDS. Now, I don't know. I don't want to get into details. Tropicana, even when you have the pulp, I can't really notice the pulp. When we're talking about pulp, I mean it's visual. You can visually see the pulp. I'm not talking about like Tropicana where you still can't see, you just see little strings. We mean the pulp is mamish there.
You can see the residue.
Yes, yes, well said. Okay, that's number five. You got that? Six. Let's go, guys. Sixth distinction. Yes, Sam. You got it? Okay, number six. The Tshuvas HaRosh. A lot of people don't realize the Rosh wrote Tshuvas too. Like, you know how we have Ramesh's Tshuvas? Many of the Rishonim wrote Tshuvas. The Rosh wrote Tshuvas. Where is it? Klal Dalet, Simen Tet Vav. That's how he divides up his Tshuvas. Now, he writes a different Chiluk, very different Chiluk, than he writes in the Simonim. The Rosh in the back of the Gemara are called Simonim. The Rosh in the Tshuvas are called Rosh in the Tshuvas. Tshuvas are Rosh writes. Probably one of the most famous Tshuvas of Rosh is that Bar Mitzvah is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. The concept of Bar Mitzvah for a Jewish boy is Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. But the Tshuvas are Rosh writes, I have another Chiluk. I want you to get this. Why do you cook the Mesh Lakos? For what purpose? L'tzarach HaPeiros. I cook tomatoes in order to what? In order to do it, I do it for the Peiros. And therefore, the bracha on the Mesh Lakos is what? Is
Borei Priyadama. I'm cooking it for the sake of the Paris. You think so? I don't know, but he says, when squeezing the fruit, what am I doing it for? I'm squeezing it for its juice, not for the Paris. And therefore, the bracha of what? The bracha of the juice is shahakal. But when I cook shlokos, I want a tomato soup. I want a potato soup. I want a pea soup. You follow what I'm saying? It's a little different than derech. It's different than derech. And what was the function of what I am doing? Because derech is more, derech lends itself to subjectivity, which we're going to get to with the fazanish and orange juice. You could have a generation that what, it all depends on what the derech is in culinary schools. Here it's objectively, when I do the shlokas, I want liquefied peas. I want liquefied potatoes. I think that's a nice way to say it, actually. I want liquefied tomatoes. When I want May Paris, I don't want what? I want the juice of what? Of the pomegranate. I don't want the pomegranate. That's the chilek. That's a good way, I think, of saying it over. You follow me?
Explain why the bracha is what it is.
Sure it does. Anytime you're doing it for the pre itself, it's adomo. When I do May Paris engage, I'm not doing it for the pre. I'm doing it for the juice of the pre, Sam. So let's write it down. I'm just going to write Letzarech Bishul. Chuvis Arash. Number 6. Chuvis Arash. Letzarech HaPri. Letzarech HaPri O Yarek. That's what we'll say. Whereas Achei, what's Achei, however, May Paris is for the what? Letzarech HaWhat?
Juice.
Letzarech HaMashka. Well said. I want liquefied peas. I don't want, when I have the berry juice, I want the juice of the berries. I want the berry. Okay. That's number 6. Yes? And number 7. Let's get it. What's number 7? The Pnei Yehoshua. The Pnei Yehoshua is on what daf? Lamed Tesem and Aleph, Gavriel. We learned on Lamed Tesem and Aleph in the Gemara, the next daf, that Mei Shlokas Adama. Tois says, what? Tois asks in a small Tois I gave you, he says, why is Mei Perish Shashakal and this is Adama? You know what he says? 2 words. Yesh L'chalek. I wrote that on the board. What does Yesh L'chalek mean? There's a difference. Pnei Yehoshua says, I'll tell you what Tois has meant. Listen to this. We're talking about a case. No, I'm sorry, not a case. When Mei Shlokas is Adama, what's the din? He wants to say, Lamaisa, that the actual thing itself does not get destroyed. Yes? He wants to say the tomato doesn't have to physically be, but the tomato still exists. It's like you drain it out for everything that it has, but it's still kayam. Whereas when you squeeze a fruit, the fruit is gone. It's nothing but what? Dredges. You know what happens when you squeeze an orange. It looks horrible afterwards. It's not an orange. It's not kayam anymore. But the tomato is not what destroyed. And even if you would take a broth, like Akiva said, of the tomato broth, you would still say what, Adama? Because the tomato is still not destroyed. That's what he claims. And not only does he think that's the pshat, he says that's what Tosis meant when he says Yesh L'chalik. Okay? That's the Kavanas HaTosis. That by Shlokas, the Yerik is Kaim B'toch HaMashka, Mevarach Pripri Adam, Mevarach Gam HaMin of Gam Shishoso Som Levodam. Even when you drink them alone, somehow the Yerik is Kaim B'toch HaMashka. Meshchitas HaPri, the Pri is dead. You don't see the Pri within the orange juice, but you see the Pri. See, I'm saying it a little bit different now. It's like you see the tomato within the juice, within the tomato soup. It's like it's waving at you. Hi, I'm a liquefied tomato. You know? That's basically what he's saying. Yeah? He's saying, I'm a liquefied tomato. When you don't say that orange juice doesn't say I'm a liquefied orange, the orange is gone. You don't look at an orange and say I'm an orange. You follow what I'm saying? This is what Pnei Yehoshua says. Pnei Yehoshua's lashon is... Shlokas, the Yerik is kayim b'toch hamashka, It's like the yerek is alive. B'toch hamashke. It's alive and well. B'toch hamashke. U'brakoso b'rei pri adam. Even when you're drinking on its own, it's like it's, you know what I mean? It's an interesting chiluk. It's a little bit like what? It's a little bit like what? A little bit like the Chuvus HaRosh, a little bit, but still a little different. He's trying to say that it's like what? It's like you have the tomato there. Kayim Hayerek B'toch Shlokas B'toch the cook soup. Kayim Hayerek Achein Hapri Lo Kayim B'shitas HaMashka. When you squeeze out the juice. Okay, it's a similar to the sixth one, but not exactly. You see the difference. So these are seven differences, halacha lemaisa. If I ask you, we must know them. Between Mei Peiros, Alna Mechesem, and Aleph, and what else? And Shlokas, it says Adomim.
It's a question on the Mechina.
Definitely. Definitely a question on the Mechina. Blinetter, no doubt. Yes. And I will grade Blin Netter the midterms. Don't worry about that. I don't know when I will grade them. Maybe an intercession, but I will grade them, Blin Netter. Go ahead, Sam. It's hard during this, but I'm going to try. Go ahead, Sam. Yes. Go ahead. What do you say? Sam, real quick, go ahead.
Yesterday, we literally said it comes to the Ra'ah.
Yeah.
The reason you would think that dates might be aches is because I would have thought that since the date remains Chayim, even when I have the honey, then I would have thought that it's Ha'etz, which is the exact opposite of what we're saying.
We said yesterday, according to the Ra'ah, that
according
what?
You would have thought that the date remains
Chayim,
even without
the honey. When did we mention the Ra'ah yesterday? We said the reason why he picked on...
Not yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned it yesterday. The reason why he mentioned Davka Davash, remember, is because why? Because I would have thought since it flows out the honey that it's still the Tamar's Kayam in it.
Yeah.
Right. So you're saying that's completely the opposite. It's a great horror. You're right. It's a great horror. We're saying that it's not found in that. You're right. This is definitely against the Ra'ah's pshat. I think that's a great horror what Sam's saying. This last pshat that we're saying that we don't view the juice as the fruit being inside of it, we dafka said that was the chiddush that he said. You know, the truth is, Sam, when you think about it, it goes hand in hand. We're trying to exclude, don't say that. We're trying to say, don't say that. If any fruit in the world you would say that by would be what? Would be by kvash.
Right.
And we still don't say it.
The world said we would have had a problem.
I understand, but the maskan is what? That we don't say it. So it actually goes well with the seventh one. You brought up a very good art. It goes very well. That's the Havamina was against it. But the Maskana is that what? That we don't say that. You follow me? That's Dafka why he taught it by Tvash, even though it exists by the other Dinim too. Okay? All right. Excellent. That's a very good art. Okay. Let's take this now a step further now. Okay? We get to the following now. Okay? Let's get to this. Oh. What about orange juice with a lot of orchards in Florida and California that are planted for juice oranges? Okay, let's get it. What do we say about this? So this is a very famous machlokes between the Mishabur and the Chazon Ish. And I want you to get this. Chazon Ish wonders in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed Gimel Sifkat and Hey. He says this halacha that the Mishnah says in Trumos that the only mashke of fruit that is considered to be the pri is Zesim Vanovim. And they're the only ones that are considered to be like the pri. We also had it in Lamed Hayim at base, yes? That Yain and Shem and Nechshav and pri, no doubt, right? Because they're changed from what they are. So, Lomaisa, since they're changed from what they are, they should retain what? They should retain the bracha, and they do. Either it's a eitz or it's brei pri hagafen. Well, we said you eat it with an anigron, so it's down to Adama, which is because otherwise it wouldn't be edible, it'd be mazik, right? But theoretically, those are the only two. So Chazon Ish wonders the following. What happens if there'll be a future generation where the derech will be to squeeze this particular fruit? Like in our day and age, let's say America loves orange juice. They squeeze, it's interesting, I don't know what the percentage is, but I would imagine the percentage of orange trees that are planted in America are probably for juice oranges.
83 to
82%? How'd you check it?
My Snapple fact said it last week.
Your what?
Snapple fact. That's a shkafas.
Wow. That is a shkafas pratis. Wait, what? 82%. That's wild. I would have said 60 or 70. I would imagine California's even more. Or whatever it is. Chazon Ish says, does that make a difference? Or we say, but l'daito. We go by standing Gemara. That's the suffix of the Chazon Ish. Get it down. It's a very famous Chazon Ish. Or Chaim Simon Lam Gibbosif Katnei.
So that means he has to go with Rosh.
Let's see. He says, you're saying good. He says, I want to know what the din is. We just brought this up. Okay, we'll get it down. Chazon Ish says, I have a suffix. When you say that olive, the oil and wine are the only two fruits that the juice is considered to be the pre, that was Bisbana Gemara. Can that ever change in future generations? We just said 82%, Nate said, of the trees planted in Florida, orange trees are planted for juice. Is it possible to say the juice will remain hates?
They said only all.
Yeah, and the Gemara says only oil and wine, but can that change in the future? Chazon Ish says, I'm not sure. So he says like this. He says, first let's pilpul according to the Rashba. What did the Rashba say? What does it depend upon? No doubt you're going to say AIDS. 82%, that's the derech. What bracha should you say on orange juice according to Rashba, Usher? Ha'AIDS. What about according to the Rosh? What would you say? Was it cooked? No. I would say shakal. Then the Chazon Ish makes the following comment. Get it down. He says, even according to the Rosh, he backs out of it and he says the following. He says, even the Rosh would agree that if rova of the fruit is used for shechita, like 82% in Florida, even though it does not have tampri, even the Rosh would agree, bray praids. Wow. So Chazon Ish's conclusion is, bein lefi the Rashba, bein lefi the Rosh, you should say, I hate. Now, in Bnei Brak, I think they do that.
How does it jive with the Rosh?
He wants to say that it's such a gigantic rove that even lemaisa, you don't cook it, it's still the Rosh will agree that it's considered to be bray praids. Because the of the seven chilukim, these are the two most famous of the seven. I want you to get that down. Yeah. The Rashba and the Rosh are the most famous chilukim. Like if you ask a guy who's a big Talmid Chacham who knows Shas, and he hasn't learned this recently unless he has a photographic memory, he will know right away, what's the difference between, what's the stira between Lamed Ches and Lamed Ches and Brachas? Mei Perish is Shakal Lamed Ches, Shlokas is Adama. What's the chiluk? Then rattle off Ritva Rashba Rosh. The other five chiluk? Okay, we'll learn that today. If you know Kol HaTorah Kuli HaFodah, you'll remember that. But these are the two basic chilukim. Okay? But I want you to know all seven. That's what we're learning and being in them. Okay, you got it? This, maybe in Bnei Brak they do this. But in the most of the oilum though holds like the Mishnah Berurah. Get it down. You look it up over Shabbos or tomorrow tonight if you got a chance. Mishnah Berurah Reish Hay Sifkat Yudalid. It's in the Sharet Zion 2 Oschaf Aleph. Again, Reish Hay Sifkat Yudalid in the Sharet Zion Oschaf Aleph. He says without adding an eyelash, according to the Rosh, you didn't cook it. What bracha do you say? Shahako. Done. That's the way he passes. I don't care whether most of the pre's omen the shechita. Does not make a difference. It's called Zeya Ba'alma. It is not cooked, and that is the din. That is the end of the day, and that's the halacha. That's what we assume. Okay? That's what we assume. That's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say. The fact that the Rosh has to mechalik and say Bishul is the ikker, there's more time than shechita, he doesn't go into derech at all, like the Rashba does. It's mashim the Rosh, he could care less about derech. Do you understand what I'm saying? We read the Rosh inside. You read it very nicely, Usher. Did the Rosh say one word about Derech? Even though you and Noam are fighting me about it, but you'll at least admit to me on that. Does he say the word Derech once? Not at all. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns up the Rosh. You were bothered by it. Why would you say that? Because he said it's such an exorbitant role, even the Rosh would moan. I didn't say it. Mishnah Berurah says he's got to say it. He doesn't say it. It doesn't play a role.
You can also say that you're using that for Mordechai Barad and everyone else.
Okay,
these
are the Ikar reasons, correct. This is the Ikar reason. Chazon Ish claimed you have to read it into the Rosh. He says something that's dark of a shechita, you'd say a prayer. Why didn't he write it? Because it's not the Derech. He says, Bishul Lamaisa, Bishul's done the Tzarech Achilles Priest. So Bishul Lamaisa, you see, Bishul Lamaisa, Gam Bishul ain't Tam Shemavarko Kebersa Pri. Because Bishul's not the Tzarech Mayim. So Lamaisa, according to the what Chazanish wants to be Masbir, the Rosh Mimoda and some of the Darukhu Beskit, you say Bray Parades. Why does the Rosh not write that? Why does he write the Tam, the Beskita? You say Shahako is not Darukhu Beskita. Because Gam Bishul, we're talking about a case, it's not Derek Lavashlo, Bishmil Meod. And Bishul Litzarach Achilu would transform it into what? Would transform it into what? Into Aids. Because the Bishul is not Litzarach Amayim. And there's no time to say on it like what? You know, there's no time to say the bishul l'tzarech achilas pri. So gam bishul ain't a time shemavarach kibirkas apri mivnei shedarko b'kach. Nishena bishul l'tzarech amayin. They don't time shemavarach amei bishul kibirkas apri. I mean, he brings in bishul, right? Does he bring in bishul? The Rosh brings in bishul. Does he talk about the derech or not? He doesn't talk about the derech. So what'd you say? It's very hard to. He says the Chazanish is not mevar, is mevar lefi shitas arosh. He says that mevar lefi shitas arosh arosh modish shadavar shadark v'shita mevarach bar pri eitz. He says that the Rosh would agree with that. U'masha arosh lo kosev atam shebeshita mevarach shakol shum shein dark v'shita. Why did he say in derech? Right, you asked your kasha, Sam. Chazanish is bothered by your kasha. You know why? Because gam b'mei abishul medubra b'davar shein dark lo. Even when he talks about cooking it, we're talking about something that's not the derech bishvil meimav. El abishul l'tzorach achilas pri. You're cooking it for the pri. So the cooking is not for the meimav. The cooking is for what? The cooking is for the pri. That's why he doesn't bring up derech and not derech. But he doesn't hold it's wrong. That's how the Chazanish figures out the rush. You understand what I'm saying? The only reason why he brings in bishul is because you're doing it l'tzorach the pri. But it's not talking about a case of bishul l'tzorach meimav. But it doesn't mean that he would disagree with the Svar of Derech. The reason why he doesn't write it, because he's talking about Bishul, and Bishul happened to be in a case where it was not the what? It was not the Derech, Lamaisa, to cook it from Meimav. It was cooking the Tzorach HaPri. We're talking about squeezing it for the orange juice.
According to that, the Rosh is just a tiny Amrach, but not an argument. He's just making a further view of being
the Raja. In other words, you're saying that according to the Chazanish, once you say like this, is there really a machlokes Rosh and Rashba?
Right.
Definitely the gap between them has been what? Has been definitely diminished. I would agree with you. 100%. It's a very good horror. But that's what he wants to tie in. I mean, there's still going to be a difference between them, you know, Nate, when the rove is not like that. You know what I mean? I'm saying in a regular fruit where the rove is not 82%. I understand, but I'm just saying there's still a difference between them. It's just there'll be a case where the rove is so great like that for the meimav. But I'm saying don't ask Sam's kasha. Chazanish addresses his kasha. Why did the Chazanish bring in derech? Because the case of bishul over there, the bishul was for the pre lamaisa. It wasn't for the meimav, so that's why he doesn't bring in whether it's the derech or not the derech. The function of the bishul was for a different purpose. It wasn't for the juice of it. It was for the cooking of the fruit. That's why I didn't bring it up. But it doesn't mean he thinks it's wrong. That if you use the derech, if it's the derech to have juice, then maybe it should be ayats. Gabriel, you follow me? It's a very interesting read. But as I said, most people in the island will always say shock on orange juice. Okay? Please get it. I think some do, yes.
Why?
Because the Chazanish lived in Bnei Brak. I think some do. Yes.
Fact.
Yes.
I
thought you said Florida.
Yeah, I looked it up.
America. All of America. Okay.
Florida,
excellent. America. That's good to know. And it's like Jacob said, it's really hashkacha because it plays a role halachically. What we want to know this topic. Excellent. Okay. Very good. So we got this so far. It's late already, guys. So we got 7 distinctions. Yes. And we have this offshoot, the Rosh and Rashba about orange juice. Allah Lamaisa. Okay, let's take this now a step further. Okay? I wanted you to see the Gemara Psachim. Did you guys see the Gemara Psachim? Let's say it outside. Lamaisa, and we'll say the Tais outside too. What does the Gemara say in Psachim Chavdal and Mbeis? What do you say, Akiva? It says, Rebbe Boar, Rebbe Yochan, any Suri Torah, you're only local when it's Derech what? Achilasim. To exclude what case? Usher, when you eat raw fat, if you eat chalev, you're chayav karis. If you eat it raw, that's not normal. It's like eating a ton of ketchup and mustard. It's disgusting. You eat raw fat, what's the din? You're no malchus. Fine. Then there's a second version of Rebbe Rochon. All the Shur and Shubba Torah are no lokiya derech hanasan. What's hanasan? What's an example of Shuri Hana? Orla, you like Karen, right? We learned it. Yisrachil are things like chaylev. Chaylev's mutabano. It's all sugim psachim. We just finished it in the shir. We're learning psachim in the shul on shir and Shabbos before mincha. So we just finished that sugim psachim. This sugim we just did actually. Okay, we're in the middle of it actually. I haven't turned out hashkacha. Talking about hashkacha like Jacob said, right? So the first one is Yisrachilu shloka derech. Took us 16 years to finish kedushin. We did every taisis. Gemarashi taisis. Rishonim. Took us 16 years our Shabbos year. So we started psachim about 2.5 years ago. Okay, so we how do we get to Chavtal? We skipped Yudala to Chavtal because that's Tzum of Tara. We'll go back to that Blinetter. Okay? That was a big scene we made. It was very, very Baruch Hashem. We're very grateful to Hashem.
How many guys
will
start to finish?
I don't know. Maybe 12. I don't know. 15. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, we're there from the beginning and end, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe less than that. Maybe it was 8. I don't know.
Still very
strong. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.
Every Shabbos this year.
Every Shabbos, when I'm there, Baruch Hashem, Leon Harvey. Took us a long time, 16 years. Murashi tell you, we did every Taisus. We didn't skip one Taisus. Okay, Baruch Hashem. It's because of the Tzibur. It's the Tzibur. What'd you say? Who? Who's that? Konigsberg?
No.
Who, Rabbi Konigsberg?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't come to this year. You mean the chaplain, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he doesn't come
to the
year.
He's
not on the show. Oh, yeah, he was? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, Maisa, he's a very fine, he's a big Tamil Chacham. Maybe he's talking about a different year. What'd you say? Yes. His grandson was Donnie Morris, you know. Yeah. He's a Chatzadik. Yes. I was just at the Shloshim. What'd you say, Sam?
It's like the Chavura, or is it getting
a shir? No, we have a shir. Shir on Shabbos, yeah. Okay, here we go. Then the Gemara says, Yisuri Hana. What are examples of Yisuri Hana? Oral like you like. Karen, what's an example of Yisuri Achila? Chelev. Chelev's Mutabana. Tam's Mutabana. Right, the Gemara goes through himself and all these topics. So the Gemara says, let's say a guy takes a short niskel. What's a short niskel? Short to kill someone. What do you have to do with short to kill someone? You have to kill him. So Asabana, you can't sell it for meat. What happens if you take the Chelev of a short niskel and put on a wound? The normal way you use chaylev is you eat it, right? Or you sell it to a goyer, or feed it to a dog. You don't put it on a what? You don't put it on a wound, right? You don't put it on a wound. You either burn it or you spread it on leather to, you know, clean it. You don't do it for a fool. So what is it then? It's putter. Fine. Then the Gemara continues and says what? In the name of Reb Zeru. Gemara says, Itmar Ravach Ravi and Ravasim Yochan, the same din. Chaylev Ashor Niskol, your pot on a wound. Then what does Reb Zeru say? Afananami Tanina. Pick it up from there. I'm Reb Zeru. Afananami Tanina. Go ahead, Jake. Go ahead. Pick it up from Reb Zeru. Towards the middle of the block there. I'm Reb Zeru. Afananami Tanina. What does that mean? Excellent. We also learned the Mishnah in Trumas. Go ahead. Sofkin. Bilvad. Excellent. The only juices that are oral are what? Oil and what? Oil and grapes of an orla grape. Orla or olive or orla grape. Vilu? Lo. Oh, excellent. Regular, those are examples of other payers. You don't get flogged for that when it comes to orla. Why not?
My time.
Isn't that because loka derech? That's one reason. Whose reason is that? Rav who? Rav Zeru. Go ahead, Amalei Abaye. I would understand if what you're engaging in what the pre, you don't eat it, the pre, it's lafka derech chopper. Ella what? Excellent. So how do you, one of the ways you become a Talmid Chacham is you remember the Gemaras. So if I would tell you, what's the takeaway from this Gemara? Shalok derech achil is potter, shalok derech hana is potter. And what happens when it comes to what? Zeseh ba'anavim of orli, you're loka, but the other parents you're not. Why not? Two reasons. Reb Zeru says, because why? It's not the derech. What does Abaye say? Zayabalma. Got it? Those are the two reasons why Shire Paris don't get Malkus.
They're arguing.
I mean, they agree with the din, but they're arguing the svara. Okay. Abaye says, Zayabalma. Okay. It's a good Bikiyah's question. Tell me the two places, or maybe there might be more. What are the two places we know that Zayabalma appears? Brachas Lamaches Malaf, Pesachim Chavtal on this. Okay? You got me? Kiva? Okay. Now let's take a look at the bot, the Tosfos at the very end. Okay, I don't know if we have time to do the one before, maybe we'll pick it up and we'll see. Read the very end, Miu Tema. Read the end of the Tosfos. Go ahead, Jacob. Miu Tema. Wow. There's a principle in Yordea and Psachim and Gimel and Beis a little bit later called Tam Ki Iker. Get it down. How do these two principles coexist? Zeya Ba'alma against what? Tam Ki Iker. Right? That would be a good, instead of Havdol, thousand of dollars, instead of the Cowboys against the Redskins, it's Zeya Ba'alma versus Tam Ki Iker. Right? That's the real important concept. Lavdol of dollars. Tam Ki Iker means what? Tam is like the Iker. So Toysa says the reason why you're not loke according to Abaye, for what? Shar Paris of Oral is because why? I have an oral of an orange. I take the juice and I drink it. Am I loke? No. Shaloka Derech. Why? Zeyabama. What do you mean, Tam Ki Iker? Tam means it's like the Iker. In fact, as you brought up earlier, Sam, Tulsa's defied that, the Tulsa we learned yesterday. One of the three reasons why he said you don't say a bracha on beer is because why? All it is Tom. Oh, all it is Tom. Why don't you say Tom Ki Iker? So Tulsa's also defying that. Yes? That's Tulsa's kasha. And he blibes by a kasha. Blibes in Yiddish means what? He leaves it as a kasha. Now I want everyone to keep this because we have to do the first part of this. I don't know if we have time to do it today. But I want you to get it. How do we answer this kasha? It's a very, very strong kasha. Okay? I actually want to Lamaisa add on that the Gemara says in Chulin and Daf Kuf Chof that if you drink chametz on Pesach, you're chayav karis. Yes?
You drink chametz?
Drink chametz, yeah. Let's say you liquefy chametz. Drink beer, yeah. Drink schnapps on chayav karis. What do you mean? It's not chametz. Yes, it is. Liquefied chametz. You drink schnapps on chametz, you have karis. It's chametz gomel. And the Gemara derives it from a pasuk. So the Chacham Svi, the great chief rabbi of Amsterdam, Sof Simon Chof, asks, why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Why do I need a pasuk? But Lamaisa, why should you need a pasuk? Tam Ki Iker. Tam Ki Iker. Jacob, you already given the answer, but I'm saying Tam Ki Iker. He asks, say Tam Ki Iker. So what is his answer? If it wasn't for the pasuk, what would I say? I want you guys to get this. That you do not invoke Tam Ki Iker when you transfer from an ochel to a mashke. There is no such mucker. There is a mucker when you transfer from ochel to ochel. Yes? If you had ham, yeah. If you had ham cooked with a bread, the ham goes into the bread. Tam Ki Iker. That's an ochel to an ochel. But when you go from an ochel to a mashke, who says there's Tam Ki Iker? There's no such mucker, he says. That's why I need a puzzle. Tell me liquefied chametz, shechayv karis and schnapps. Wow. Yes. The Gemara says in Chulin Kuf Chavimez, Gemara quotes from a pasuk that you need what? If you liquefy chametz on Pesach, you're chayv karis. Gemara quotes from a pasuk. Which pasuk? I don't remember. We'll have to look, Lomais. Okay, and Daf Kuf Chav. You got me? I'll have to look, Lomais, over Friday and Shabbos. Linetta. Why you need a pasuk? Just say Tam Ki Iker. What's the answer? You don't say Tam Ki Iker when you go from an ochel to a mashke. Tam Ki Iker is only an ochel to an ochel.
Who said this?
The Chacham Svi. In Simen Chof. Sof Simen Chof. So based on this, you know what the Michas Baruch says? The Michas Baruch says, I answer Tosis Kasha. Plug it in, Gavriel. What did Tosis ask? What did Tosis ask? Why what? Why do we say Zeya Ba'alma? Why don't you say Tam Ki Iker? What's the answer? You tell me. When Rabbi Yeshua says you drink Bay Paris, you're potter because what? Tam Ki Iker is not said by what? Not said by Mashkin. It only says that Lo Nemra Mashkin is Sofak Tam Mi Ochel. It's only from Ochel to Ochel. Beautiful answer, no? Sharp, sharp answer. Therefore, you're left with just Zeya Ba'alma. So in the billboard, we had Zeya Ba'alma versus Tam Ki Iker. Sorry, Tam Ki Iker loses because you can't use Tam Ki Iker when you go from Ochel to a Mashkin. It's a beautiful answer, no? Obviously, Tyson didn't like the answer. He didn't give that answer. But Lamaisa, this is a beautiful answer. What'd you say? Is it possible? We don't usually think, I'm glad you brought that up. You know, you guys don't have to ever be scared to ask me anything. You can ask me any question. Not just to learn anything, I'll be of help with. And I'm glad Nate asked me that. You know, we generally don't assume like that. We assume the Chachmei HaMesorah, they were very rigorous and they tried. Usually in Lomdus, we usually assume that they thought of it and they didn't think that was a good answer. Okay? They thought that Tom Kicker would be applied by both. Usually that's what we assume.
Is there a reason where you can think of that it's not a good answer?
Yes, because if you ask me, why should a top kicker be only limited to Ochabal? What's the difference? Right. But I will tell you that I want to bring a riotous, and this is a chiddush, I want you to get down. I thought of the chiddush today in Shir, is what, Sam? That's why Tosaf Brachos doesn't bring it up for beer. Why do you say by beer? One of the three reasons you say Shakol is because it's Tom. Why don't you say Tom Kicker? Because it's a mashke. You follow me? Now, you might ask on me with that and say, Rebbe, what was Tos' other answer? He said, you're drinking it. That seems to imply that it's a different answer than that answer. No?
Wouldn't Tom Digger go against what he's trying to say?
No, he's trying to say the reason why you only say Sha'akol is because only Tom. But if Tom's kicker, you should go back to Adama. So, Orin. Yeah, so I'm saying he bought, Tos and Brochus by us bought this answer. Tos and Chulin didn't, Tos and Sokhan didn't buy the answer. But Tos by us didn't like the answer. You hear what I'm saying? That's our Kiddush. That's what I was thinking. But I was thinking that maybe it doesn't fit in because toss in the next answer, but that's still not exactly the same answer. There's a difference between a beverage, you know what I mean, and an ochel. You know what I'm saying? Here he's focusing on Tom Kicker. So I don't think what our answer is difficult. Yes, Sam, what do you say? Kuf Chafam and Base. Kuf Chafam and Base. Okay. Let's try to give three other answers now to Taisa Kasha. How many answers do we have so far? One. But we backed it up with what? That's maybe what Tosaf Brachos holds. Yes? Let's give three other answers to this kasha. I want to start with the stipler we mentioned in Shir yesterday. You guys remember what the stipler said? What did he say? That there are body parts of a tree. What are the body parts of a tree? The pre and the juice. He says, you know what? Don't give me Tom Kicker. Don't give me Tom Kicker. You can't tell me the mashke is also based on Tom Kicker. Because the mashke doesn't get its time from the pre. It's from the tree. It's not from the pre, it's from the tree. The tree's matzmiach, but don't the pre mashkin. So just like it's matzmiach, the gufa pre, the mashkin and the pre are not gufa pre. It's like a different body part, but don't the pre.
You get the time of the tree?
Yeah, even though the mashkin has time of the pre, but it's a body part of the tree, not the pre. Yes? It's a body part of the tree, not the pre. It might have time pre, you're right. But it's a separate body part. Since it's a separate body part, you don't say what?
What does that mean, a separate body part? It's from the fruit.
It's not. That's the lumbus of the stipler. It's not this. That's the lumbus of the stipler. I hear what you're bothered by, but it's an ingenious chiddush of the stipler. The stipler is saying a tree has different body parts. It has the fruit and the juice. The juice happens to be contained in the pre. It might have the time in the pre, but it's a separate item. So don't tell me Tom Kicker of the pre. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you got the answer? What'd you say? We asked that yesterday. It's not a pre, even once. The bottom line is not the pre. You can't say pre Adam. It's a wrong thing. It grows out of the ground, you're saying?
Yeah,
all right. But it's still not a pre, even once.
It's like
a
body part of Adam.
What are you going to say in Hebrew? You know what I mean?
Bray
priadoma. It's not a priadoma because it's not a pre, Lomaisa. It's a body part of the tree. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You got that? That's why you don't say Tom what? Tom Kicker. Okay. Last two answers. Let's get it. There is a, the Gadol Ador in the city of Lisa was called the Nesivis. The Gomi Lisa. Lived in the end of the 1700s. Lisa was in, that's a good question, somewhere in Eastern Europe. Somewhere in Eastern Europe. Lisa, he was the Gadol Ador, the Reb Yaakov Milisa. He was a great Gaon, and he had different, many Sfarim. One of the Sfarim he has in Yordea, the Shulchan Aruch, is Chavis Das. It's called the Chavis Das. Chavis Ches Vavav Tes Tof Das. In Simen Kufay Sivkan Beis, he says the following answer. Yes, Chavis Das. I'm going to write it on the board so you get it. Chavis Das. And when you learn your day for Smicha, many Chavis Das you must know. Okay? Chavis Das says like this. Chavis Das. He says the following answer. He says like this. He says that Tom Kicker only has significance, he says, when Lamaisa, the Isser Tamkir's Nishadish, and the Tam is not Batal Barov. The Tam is not Batal Barov. You have a mixture, you have a Taruvis, and the Iker Isser Tam is no more from the fact that Yotzim in Usser's Usser. There is a principle, and I want you to get this, that if you have something that comes out of an animal, let's say a bird, let's say a falcon, can you eat an egg from a falcon?
No.
Why? It's not the falcon. Yotzim in Usser is Usser. That's a mucker and shas.
But there is one you can.
1 second. There's a mucker and shas. What do you mean there is one you can?
Bees.
That's a special because of chazer. Eretz avas chalav advash. Gemara asks your kasha. What daf and shas? Pchor is vavam and base. Gemara asks your kasha. How can you have milk from a cow? Yotzim in a chai. Gemara asks your kasha. Excellent. Yechazkel. On bee and milk. On chul and vavam and base. Gemara asks his kasha. Gemara says, there's a kasha. The Shem would not compliment Eretz Yisrael about things that are not kosher. So they have to be by definition kosher. It's a great kasha, but there's a din of Yotzim in Aser Aser. According to Rabbi Yeshua, something that's Yotzim in Aperis Orla, Tam Kikab Orla is not Asim di Yeraisa. Because the din is that Yotzim in Aser is Aser, and that halacha is, like we learn in Chulu, what daf? Kuf Yud Bezim in Bez, from the Pesach HaTmeim, L'Rabot Sirin V'Rotfin Shel Trefer. So if you have anything that comes out of an Isser, is an Usser. So the Chavis Da says, he says, the Isser Tam Kikers, Nishadish Raksha Tam Eino Batal Barov. Tam is not Batal Barov. Let's say you have only, let's say you have 2 to 1, 3 to 1. I don't have the mamashas in there. Let's say you have, I don't know, you have some soup. You have some lard that went in the soup. God forbid, from a pig. You don't have shishim in the soup. You need 60 to 1. So therefore, the Tam of the lard messes up the whole soup. You got to throw the whole thing out. That's what he says Tom Kicker is. But the Iker Isser is learned from Yotzim and Asser. By Orla, you're not yolok on something that's Yotzim and Orla. So Tom Kicker Orla is not Asser and Yeraisa. So don't tell me you should be Chayav based on what? On juices based on Tom Kicker. Tom Kicker's only said that it's not Baltal Barov, but it's Yotzim and Asser Asser. And Yotzim and Asser Asser by Orla is not a problem. Unless it's what? Shemin and Yayin. That's his answer. You can tell me from today until tomorrow, Tom Kicker. But Tom Kicker does not tell me what? Tom Kicker does not tell me what? More than what? More than what Yotzim Nasser Asser is. And Yotzim Nasser is not a problem by Orla. Okay, last answer. And then we got to close with a word from the Parsha. Last answer is from the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora answer is based on our Rosh. I want you guys to plug it in for me. What did our Rosh say today? What do you mean, according to who? Okay, push up shot. You mean Mr. Baruch Hazanish? Okay, good. You're on the ball, Sam. Everyone's on the ball. Let's go push up shot in the answer. What does the Rush say?
Bishop.
Plug it in for me. You only say, according to the Rush, that what? Yotz, mashki yotzim nerpri has no time pri unless you what? Unless you cook it. When you squeeze out fruit, are you cooking it? No. So Tom Kicker only is said when you actually what? When you actually cook it. And a hops, when you make beer, you don't cook. That's what I said to you earlier in Shir. That fits with this Karen Ora in the Darim, the Bezim, and Bezim, one of the great Gedol Achronim. All the Gedol Achronim answer based on our Rosh. So we give 4 answers in total. Why what? 4 answers in total. Why we don't say Tom Kicker on the case of what? Orla by May Paris. Correct. Why do we say Tom Kicker? Okay, let's close with a word from the Parsha. Okay? And then please chazen this over. We got a lot to do on Sunday too. Then we got